Hashem Adonai, Shalom Havarim, blessed be the name of the Lord, and peace to our friends. Welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my lovely wife, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Thank you, honey, and Shalom as well, for we are back from our short hiatus. We hope you all enjoyed the holidays and made some precious memories, as we still did, in spite of the COVID restrictions. I know most of you listening tonight are already quite aware of the importance of today's Georgia Senate runoff elections and tomorrow's congressional meeting to address November's election fraud. So, let's begin, first off, by exalting our Lord.
Abba, Father, we do exalt you and fervently pray for America and for truth to become self-evident. We trust you alone for whatever unfolds, as we know it is your will on your timeline for your prophecies to be fulfilled. We look forward to your coming kingdom, knowing great tribulation precedes it upon those left behind. Therefore, we pray for boldness in all areas of our life, especially spiritual aggressiveness in witnessing to the lost, and to spend more time in our Bibles. Your word is a light which will direct our path and keep our way smooth during these times of turbulence. We lay at your throne the recent prayer request with a salvation emphasis on our lost loved ones while there is yet time. Blessings upon you, O Lord, and thank you for all our many blessings. In Yeshua's name we pray, amen.
Amen. You know, there is so much happening this week, which actually began Sunday when Democrat Nancy Pelosi just barely retained her speakership by only one vote.
Yeah, I wonder who she had to pay off for that.
And another very big day today on whether Republicans will keep the Senate.
Socialism is knocking on America's door.
Oh, it's certainly historic, that's for sure. Perhaps we'll get final results by tomorrow, but at least we think there won't be as much fraud as November's election.
Key words, much fraud.
I know. You know, we have never, at least in my lifetime, ever seen such emboldened corruption.
It's mind-boggling.
I know, and hopefully much of that will come to light starting tomorrow, when Congress meets to officially certify the electoral votes, which will be contested.
Well, there are at least 12 senators that will openly object,
along with over 100 congressmen who are also willing to stand up to refute the blatant ballot fixing for Biden, which we know was a coordinated partnership between various major conglomerates, because the somewhat secret and demonic globalists reemerging from the Tower of Babylon era have infiltrated every known establishment.
Well, that's that is Satan's MO.
It sure is, as Ephesians 6 warns us about, and we address often on this program.
Evil is everywhere.
Waxing worse and worse. Unfortunately, because of the many rhinos in Congress, many are doubtful that a majority vote, which is needed to change the electors, will happen. Demonic influence is rampant everywhere. So in the media, we've got them, and they pour out the propaganda. They're in the Pentagon and the military. They're in Trump's Space Force, putting up the mini satellites so to spy on us. They're in our churches, our agriculture, our local governments, and many more. And for sure, the globalists are involved in Big Pharma, making the vaccines that, from our research, are bioengineered, full of GMO-type mystery ingredients.
Invisible to our eye.
Oh, yeah. It's nanoparticles, which they expect at some point, especially after the mini boosters, can, according to some, even modify your DNA and likely cause infertility.
Well, less population is their goal.
Right. And according to Revelation chapter 6 and chapter 9, it's prophesied that it will happen.
less people are easier to control.
Also, Revelation 18, verse 23 tells us that by pharmakia, the people are deceived.
So, plays a big part in the end time scenario.
So, it's still another sign we are very close to our departure. What we all wonder is how much does President Trump really know about the vaccine dangers? Has he been kept in the dark?
Possibly so.
Another big sign is we have the central bankers right now engineering the crypto systems, which we know will be instituted in time for the tribulation's cashless society.
So, must be all digital.
Mm-hmm. We all know what's coming, thanks to Scripture, which encourages us that when we see all the signs coming together, to look up, for our redemption from this evil world draweth nigh. And that's what we call a good thing. So, never despair.
Well, Jesus got your back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have these different, let's call them support pillars, so to speak, to hold up the elite globalists above all the pillars, keeping the pillars separate for now, thereby making it harder to see how they're going to all come together in an integrated and controlled system.
We saw a preview of that with November's election.
Yes, we did. And during the tribulation, we'll be climaxed with the integration of all the unrighteous pillars into one systemic mindset as they willingly run to fulfill Revelation 13.
And accept the mark of the beast.
And must agree to worship him as the supreme globalist and master of the world, which, according to Revelation 13:8, are called the earth dwellers, or those who dwell on the earth. You know, when you see this term used, it's an idiom for the unrighteous alone.
So, not the tribulation saints or the 144,000.
You should also know that the microscopic nanochip particles hidden in these injections can also enter the body through what they call a microneedle patch, containing microscopic needles and placed on the arm or on the head for the vaccine to enter the body. You can web search that. And as also with the injections, will ultimately at some point be downloaded in their computer system in the cloud so the Antichrist can keep track of everybody.
Yeah, how else would Revelation 13 work efficiently?
I know, exactly. And in the middle of the tribulation, the people will be given a choice to either worship the beast or lose access to their crypto money.
Can't buy or sell.
Now you know why they needed a reason to inject everyone.
COVID was certainly planned.
No doubt. You know, never before this generation could mankind do all this right now. And we, you, and I are witnessing it all come together.
It's bittersweet, like when John eats the scroll in Revelation 10.
I know. Who would ever imagine driverless cars or robots that can dance in tune with the music, computers that talk back to you and answer your questions? It's called AI, or artificial intelligence.
All leading to transhumanism.
Oh, yeah. AI will be installed in humans. In fact, China's already experimenting to make super soldiers. Oh, and by the way, this explosion of knowledge is brought to you by demonic entities that are extremely intelligent.
Just read the first book of Enoch.
Mm-hmm. Anyhow, we should have a better idea of God's timeline and who will be president after tomorrow. But I will also add that the Palestinians are now willing to join the peace process if and only if Biden is at the helm, or one of his swamp groupies that are back from the Obama days. And you know, they've always favored a two-state solution, which means more land giveaway, which honestly, well, it fits better into the prophetic end time scenario.
So, what do we really want?
All right. We're right back to the bittersweet scenario. So, just chew on that, and we'll expound more next time.
Well, since you brought up Israel, I heard they're having another election.
Yes, indeed. On March 23rd, it will be the fourth in just 2 years. The two-party coalition, remember the Likud and the Blue and White Party? Well, it's fallen apart because two of its members left to form its own party, adding to many others.
Yeah, I think about 14.
Mm-hmm. Of course, the Palestinian Soap Netanyahu, who don't forget is the 33rd degree Mason. Well, they hope he doesn't win again.
Just like they hope Trump doesn't pull through.
And the Abraham Accords continues to draw in Arab nations. The latest is, I think, Morocco, yeah.
Will another join before January 20th, as in Saudi Arabia?
Well, that is the expectation, but I am sure many strings will be attached, as in controlling the Temple Mount, that right now is controlled by Jordan. However, the number one objective of this Arab Union with Israel is to deter Shiite Iran from attacking any Sunni nation or Israel. You will notice that the attackers in Ezekiel 38 do not include any Arab countries.
But it also doesn't mention that they help Israel.
Yeah, that they help Israel, right.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Lord wants himself to be the only helper. And in doing so, all of Israel will believe in their Messiah.
Ezekiel 38:23 and Ezekiel 39:22 confirm that.
Mm-hmm. So that war of Gog and Magog takes place, I believe, in the first half of the tribulation. Well, it just has to. Before the Antichrist sits in their temple and demands worship. And according to Matthew 24:15, the Jews will have read the New Testament due to their recent salvation, and so they'll know that they must flee to the mountains.
Well, not Petra, as we once thought.
No, rather to the same area where they fled from Pharaoh, who was an antitype of the Antichrist. And this time, Yeshua, instead of Joshua, who was also an antitype of Jesus, will escort the Jews into their homeland to stay.
Again, typology at its finest.
Yes, so much so that both their names are the same root name meaning salvation. Joshua led the Hebrews from the wilderness into their land, and Yeshua will also, from the same wilderness in the same area around Mount Sinai, which we know now is actually in Saudi Arabia.
Galatians 4:25 said it all along.
I know, right? Somehow it was missed. As far as Petra goes, there's just too many conveniences. You know, when we were there, it had running water, electricity, and food stored in the caves. You see, God wants to totally provide, just as he did when they escaped Egypt.
Amen to that.
By the way, due to lack of tourism, Israel is hurting economically because COVID, with its new strains, is still ravaging Israel, and they are now in total lockdown with quarantine centers expanding. But they're hopeful that the vaccines will remedy that soon.
Over a million Israelis have taken the shot so far.
Mm-hmm, which I think are, well, I think they're about to be made mandatory over there.
Actually, many places.
Well, for sure, if you want to do any traveling or even go to school. So they won't actually use the word mandatory, but you can just not do anything, even go to a football game. Anyway, okay, before you tell the listeners, honey, how they can contact us, let's comment on China and the decades-long corruption going on within our own Congress. China has been paying off many of our leaders for many years, and China wants paybacks. And at the top of the list today is the removal of President Trump.
And they're close to succeeding.
Ah, but it ain't over yet. Anyhow, last year we found out about Congresswoman Dianne Feinstein's chauffeur of 20 years being a Chinese spy. We recently found out about Congressman Swalwell having an intimate relationship with a honeypot infiltrator spy from China.
Named Fang Fang.
That's right. And the worst part, Swalwell's on the Intel Committee that is privy to highly classified secrets. And he's still on the committee. Did he turn her in when he was tipped off that he would soon be found out?
No, he let her escape back to China.
Mm-hmm. And has indirectly kept in touch with her, I understand, on Facebook. Anyway, now we know why Swalwell, as with Joe Biden and others, has defended China while blaming Russia for everything.
And then there's Mitch.
Yes. I also questioned why our Republican Majority Senate Leader Mitch McConnell has turned on President Trump in a couple ways, as in congratulating Biden even before Trump could make his case to the courts, who, some, obviously, are bought out as well. But the worst was Mitch told the senators not to stand up for Trump at tomorrow's final electoral counting.
That's a disgrace.
Thank God there are about 12 who have now openly stated they would contest, with over 100 in the House who will as well. But they need more. They will have 2 hours per contested state to present their evidence to hopefully change some electoral votes.
Today and tomorrow will go down in infamy.
No doubt about that. And if an audit is granted, actually 10 more days to examine the evidence that will lead right up to the inauguration.
Talk about anxiety.
Well, let's be anxious for nothing, and may God's will be done.
But back to Mitch.
Oh, yeah, right. I have some inside information, which, by the way, is easily verified. But Mitch's second wife of about 25 years, Elaine Chao, also in politics, is Chinese. And I might not have a problem with that if her family wasn't in the shipping business and has close ties with the Chinese military-industrial complex. Elaine has served in George Bush Jr.'s cabinet as Secretary of Labor. She also currently serves as Secretary of Transportation under President Trump.
Why not? Ships are part of transportation.
Yep, especially to and from China, mostly owned by her family's shipping business.
And they are all very rich.
Very rich. Anyway, I have more. And this is really alarming. Elaine's father and her sister served on the board of directors of a Chinese government-owned military contractor, and her other sister sits on the board of the government-controlled Bank of China. I can't make this up. There is so much more that you can read yourself in Peter Schweitzer's books, but bottom line, Mitch is also in bed with China, just like the Bidens.
Well, no wonder Joe calls Mitch a real good friend.
And now we know why Mitch told the senators to keep quiet tomorrow.
To appease China.
Honestly, it's just the tip of the iceberg. There's so many more, as in other members of Congress, governors, local officials being leveraged by the Chinese. And it's been going on for years. America is in serious trouble, especially if we lose the Senate and President Trump.
Yeah, China's about to eat our lunch.
And they've already ate Joe Biden's.
We welcome your end time questions to Sheila at ShofarMinistry.net, or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. If you appreciate these last day's insights, please tuck in a love offering to help with our airtime expenses, and God will bless you for that. As well, you'll receive our informative teaching newsletters. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, which contains a boatload of teachings with all the past radio and instructional newsletters archived for your added learning.
Thank you, dear. Okay, especially now because we are in the last days, we all must, as the bride of Christ, increase our time in the Word. More Word equals more Jesus, whose soon return is sending us an obvious calling to reach out to the backslider and those lukewarm and carnal Christians to recommit their lives to a close walk with Jesus. Paul has a very pointed message in Romans 13 when speaking on the spiritual darkness, that the night is almost gone and the day is at hand. Let us therefore lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave properly as in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity and sensuality, not in strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regard to its lust. So, along with the backsliders and many others, a lot of people are ready to hear it. They just need a little counseling. Also, set out to tell all about the Savior of souls to anyone who will listen. Oh, you can ask them first if they would allow you to speak on a spiritual matter, get their permission, and then ask if they would like to be guaranteed of a heavenly future. At this point, the Holy Spirit will give you the proper words, as they might even sense a glory around you as you profess your faith. Saints, nothing else on this earth is of more importance than Jesus, whose desire is for souls to be with him in heaven. Let's get really determined this new year to snatch souls out of the enemy's hands and into Jesus' arms. You know, part of the reason we are still here experiencing the increased darkness is that he wants us to know how close we are, so to get more inspired to evangelize. Is it working? I think so. And what a privilege it is to witness and to look into the eyes of a soul who escaped the enemy's grip of eternal darkness into the light, knowing they will be with Jesus and his saints in the new coming kingdom and for eternity. God wants more laborers. Perhaps you're often the sower who prepares the soul for the reaper, who enters the harvest that he has not personally labored over, but you have. And when the heart believes and the soul is saved, the sower and the reaper can rejoice together as God smiles, for it's often teamwork. Perhaps instead of always talking about life situations, work, or the world circumstances, keep in mind that the one you are talking to may be one who is going to hell. Think about that in your mind, and you have the answer to the way out, Jesus. So go forth and tell it. So, saints of God, enter his harvest every day. Labor for souls everywhere you go. Just somehow, some way, talk about Jesus. Bring him into the conversation. God has a reaper right behind your labor, and when we are in heaven, you will see all the souls you have labored over as we receive our crowns. Jesus the Messiah is soon to return. The time is very short, and the only thing that we can take with us to heaven are souls. Are you listening out there and you still don't know him? You are a fool, but you don't have to remain one. Repent right now for not believing in him sooner. He's paid for your sins. Just invite him into your heart, and you can be with him and all of us forever and ever. And what celebrations we're going to have. I want to leave you with the Aaronic blessing, number 622 through 27. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her shall prosper. You should memorize that. It's Psalm 122, verse 6. And please pray and fast for God's will in the finality of the election results. It's important for Americans. God bless you. And again, please tell somebody about Jesus Christ. Till next time, Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.